Worldwide, more people have died of COVID-19 after vaccines became available than before. That's largely because vaccine availability has really meant available for rich countries that bought up the supply early, while vaccine donations that low-income countries rely on have lagged far behind goals. So President Joe Biden convened a partly virtual COVID-19 summit, where he promised U.S. support for global vaccination efforts.
We're not going to solve this crisis with half measures or middle-of-the-road ambitions. We need to go big, and we need to do our part. Governments, the private sector, civil society, leaders, philanthropists. This is an all-hands-on-deck crisis. And the good news is we know how to beat this pandemic. Vaccines, public health measures, and collective action.
The subtitle for the COVID-19 summit was Ending the Pandemic and Building Back Better, borrowing the Build Back Better phrase that was a Biden campaign slogan and then the name for Biden's main legislative agenda. The centerpiece of the summit was an announcement on vaccine donations.
Today, I'm announcing another historic commitment. The United States is buying another 500 million doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world. This is another 500 million doses that will all be shipped by this time next year. And it brings our total commitment of donated vaccines to over 1.1 billion vaccines to be donated. Put another way, for every one shot we've administered to date in America, we have now committed to do three shots to the rest of the world.
Along with the vaccines, Biden announced $370 million for administering vaccines in low-income countries, as well as money for oxygen and funding to boost vaccine production abroad.
To beat the pandemic here, we need to beat it everywhere. And I made and I'm keeping the promise that America will become the arsenal of vaccines, as were the arsenal for democracy during World War II.
While the new donations are significant, some critics say it's far less than is needed. Most of the promised vaccines will not be delivered until 2022. So far, almost 6 billion vaccine shots have been given worldwide, but the vast majority went to wealthy countries, while low-income countries have vaccination rates as low as 2%. Experts say the world needs about 11 billion vaccine doses. But Biden is hoping that his actions set a model for other countries, corporations, and foundations to work together. Vice President Kamala Harris sounded a similar theme at the White House summit, where she said the pandemic has been a tipping point and the last 19 months have shown systemic flaws.
If we were not clear before, we know now. Our world is more interconnected. Our world is more interdependent than ever before. And therefore, the only way to move forward, the smartest way to move forward, is together.
President Biden says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will convene a meeting of foreign ministers at the end of the year for an update on progress against the global pandemic. Meanwhile, many experts have already passed a harsh judgment on how global pandemic response has worked out, as did World Health Organization Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus at Tuesday's United Nations General Assembly meeting, the day before the summit.
A surplus in some countries, empty shelves in others. A majority of the wealthier world vaccinated, over 90% of Africans still waiting for the first dose. This is a moral indictment of the state of our world. It is an obscenity. We passed the science test, but we are getting an F in ethics.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.